Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of Dr. Graham's book, Choices. But first, here's his message, The Power of Love.
The Psalms have long been a resource for every believer to worship, to praise God, to experience the very presence of God when we dwell in the presence of the Almighty. So we begin today with one of my favorites, perhaps one of your personal favorites as well. I believe outside the 23rd Psalm, Psalm number 1 is the most well-known and one of the most beloved of all the Psalms. It is short, it is simple, and yet it is profound and directive. It begins with the words, "Blessed is the man." Most literally, blessed is the person. Blessed are you who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of God, the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. I want to talk to you today about the blessed life. How to be blessed in your life. It's a word that we throw around quite a bit, this word blessed. But it actually means that we are favored by God. Blessed in the sense that in our physical life, our spiritual life, our psychological life, we have completeness and wholeness. Sometimes the word blessed is described as happy. Happy is the one. And if you want to know genuine happiness in your life and real success in your life so that life is truly abundant and overflowing, then be blessed as only God can bless you. Interesting, this word blessed here in the very first verse is in the plural in the language of the Old Testament, which literally it means blessed and blessed and blessed and blessed again. In other words, God doesn't just singularly give us blessings, but he pours them out in plural. He has given us all things richly to enjoy in Jesus Christ. So in Psalm 1, we have a contrast. We have a contrast between the godly life and the ungodly life. And you could easily take this short passage of scripture and outline it with 2 points. The first three verses, verses 1 through 3, speaks of the person that God commends or blesses. The last three verses, 4 through 6, speak of the ungodly, that is, the persons that God condemns. You have a contrast between the righteous and the unrighteous. Not only the direction of their lives, but the destiny of their lives. And so we begin with the person that God blesses, the life of the godly. And in order to see the life of the godly, the righteous life, the blessed life, there's both a negative and a positive. He begins with the negative to contrast the way that we live as compared to the way the world is living, or to show us how we are to walk. Look at verse 1. It says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked." That is, listening to the counsel of those who do not know our God. And what we're about to see in verse 1 is the downward progression of a life apart from God. This can even happen in a believer's life, this downward spiral, sometimes imperceptibly, sometimes invisibly, underneath, that we don't even know that it could be happening. It's like a slow erosion spiritually that can be taking place in our lives. And it happens a step at a time. It begins by walking in the counsel of the wicked or the ungodly, listening to the world rather than the word. It starts by paying attention, and literally the idea of walking here is kind of walking by and taking a casual look at what the world is saying, what the world is doing. But then it moves on to standing or lingering in the way of sinners. Standing or lingering in the way of sinners. In this erosion, this slow erosion of the soul, it happens that we stop and we look. We think, that sounds good. Tell me more. We start hanging out with people who don't know Christ and spending most of our time and hanging out at places where believers ought not to be. And ultimately, in this downward progression, those who sit in the seat of the scoffers are those who mock God, those who blaspheme our Lord. And typically, those who walk in the counsel of the wicked, who start walking in the counsel of the wicked in the world, end up sitting in the seat of the scornful. It's not an explosive event, but a slow, imperceptible drift or downward pull in a person's life to the degree that you look up and you find yourself seated, accepting and even laughing with those who mock God. Three words: listening to the counsel of the ungodly. The blessed person does not do that. Standing or lingering in the way of sinners. While we are not to live in isolation, we are to live in separation from those who do not know our God. Jesus was the friend of sinners, but he had no partnership or life flow with those who did not know him. And while we have friends and ought to seek friends with which to share our faith outside the family of faith, the associations that we keep must not defile us or destroy who we are or what we believe. God is saying, if you want to be blessed, don't walk like this, don't live like this. But in contrast to that, on the positive side, here is what we are to do. Look at verse 2. But his delight, the delight of the one who is blessed, is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. This is a great passage describing our relationship with God through his word. And in a very practical way, I want to show you how you can make the second verse of Psalm 1 live in your own life. I want to challenge you as a believer who wants to be blessed to spend at least 30 minutes before 9 o'clock every day doing what I'm about to tell you from God's Word. We're going to use the letter R, so you may want to write these down. And it all has to do with delighting in the law of God. So it begins with rejoicing in the Scriptures. His delight is in the law of God. In other words, it is not drudgery for the blessed individual. It is not a mere human duty or a religious duty. It is the delight of our souls to dig into the Word of God. Rejoicing in the Scripture. Jeremiah put it this way in Jeremiah 15 and verse 16. He said, I ate the Scriptures. He literally ingested. He said, I digested the scriptures, and they were to me the rejoicing of my soul. Jesus said, abide in me and let my word abide in you, and your joy will remain. We begin by loving the word of God. Do you love God? Do you love his word? If you do, there will be a hunger for the scripture. And so that leads to receiving. That's the second thing. Receiving the word of God. By believing it, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God wants to speak to you. And the way that he has chosen to do that by his spirit is in the scripture, the Bible. Hosea the prophet said, Hosea verse 6 of chapter 4 of his book, he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And how many families are dysfunctional, and how many believers are defeated and destroyed because they don't know the word of God. Be challenged today to personally accept the discipline and the responsibility to get into the word and let the word get into you.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and the message, the power of love. There's a lot of noise out there with a lot of opinions about what's right. Who do you listen to when it's time to make a decision? Pastor Jack Graham wrote his book, Choices, to help you cut through the distractions and see things from God's perspective. We want to send you Choices as our way of saying thank you for your gift today to keep God's word on the air. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, the power of love.
Receiving the word. How? Reading the word. And when I say reading, I mean systematically and strategically. There are many Bible reading plans today, but consistently reading through the scriptures. Many of us, if not most of us, spend more time watching television, playing video games, hanging out, doing nothing, than we do reading the Word of God. And then we wonder why we don't know what we don't know. We wonder why we are susceptible to the false doctrines and teachings of the world, to the lies of Satan. We wonder why, because we are not prepared. Therefore, we are not studying the Word of God. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, that is, cutting it straight, rightly dividing. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Personally commit to Bible study. Next, reflecting. Take time. Again, at least 30 minutes before 9 o'clock every day to reflect upon the Word of God. And look again at verse 2. It says, his delight is in the law of God, and on his law he meditates day and night. The law speaks, of course, of the commandments of God, the divine directives of God. The law of the Lord is his word. Spend time reflecting it, not just rushing through to get it done, but taking time to think, what is God saying to me? How is God speaking to me? Typically, when I'm reading my Bible, I have a pen in hand and a highlighter. And you will find my Bibles read like journals of where I am spiritually. Mark your Bibles. Make it a spiritual walk through the word, reflecting, letting God's breath, which is his word, to penetrate the inner recesses of your mind and your soul. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. As you are thinking the scripture and contemplating, meditating on it, the word meditate means to ingest or to digest. This is life changing, my friends. Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of God dwell in you, live in you richly. Is the scripture living in you? Have you welcomed, as James says, the word into your life? I'll tell you what meditation of scripture, reflecting upon the scripture, will do. It will quieten your heart when you're restless, when you're struggling, when you're hurting. It will develop your mind. I'll tell you something else the Bible will do as you meditate upon it. It will strengthen your body. We now know the connection, the divine connection between the body and the soul. The Bible says, I pray that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. 3 John. And so as you get the word of God in you, your body is healed. There's healing power in God's word, strengthening power in God's word. It will strengthen your body. I'll tell you something else the word of God will do when you meditate upon it. It will fortify your will. Fortify your will against the attacks of the enemy. As we put on the armor of God and the assailants and the accusers come against us, our wills are fortified. When temptation rolls in, this is what Jesus did. When he was tempted of the devil in the wilderness, he responded to each temptation, it is written, it is written, it is written. And he quoted the word of God. He fortified, he steeled his soul, his will with the word of God. Ultimately, the word of God is to sanctify your soul and to energize your spirit so that you may live abundantly for Christ. Here's what else I want you to do before 9 o'clock, all right? Remembering the scripture. I'm talking about memorizing the Bible. I can't tell you how many times the word of God that I have memorized over the years has surfaced just when I needed a word from him the most. Some of those scriptures that I've memorized, I quote today to help and encourage others. Remembering the scripture. Take a second and go back to Joshua, the very first chapter. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Just as God said to Joshua, digest, ingest, fill your life, ponder the word of God, and you will find success in my provision, my promises. You will find a shelter in times of storm. You will discover that I am all you need in life for every challenge when the word of God is in you. Remembering the word. Find a Bible memory system. If it's just simply writing it on your date book or on a small card and carrying it in your pocket, but memorize the Bible. One of the ways to do that is rehearsing it over and over, saying it over and over. And then next, recalling the scriptures, repeating them. The word of God is for our blessing. It is for the blessing of others. There's power in the spoken word of God. We can speak the word of God against the enemy, against Satan himself when he attacks us. We speak the word of God in our personal witness. Our witness is empowered by God's word, God's truth. You certainly ought to memorize enough scriptures to be able to share your faith personally, to share the gospel of Christ. If a man was dying in your presence and needed to hear the gospel, could you give it to them with scripture? May God help us to recall and repeat the word of God. And then there's remaining in the word of God. Jesus said in John 15:7, abide in me and my word in you. That's remaining in it, which is obeying it and living it out. So that's a lot to do, Pastor, before 9 o'clock every day. But it's worth it. Meditate upon it morning and night, night and day, day and night. And you know what this is going to do for you? He says in verse 3, he is like a tree, the blessed individual. It's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and all that he does prospers. 4 things, 4 characteristics of the blessed life. One, you will be planted. See that there? Planted like this massive tree. We've got a huge Bodart tree in our backyard. I don't know how long that tree's been there, but it is like cement. And winds blow, but it just gets stronger. Why? Because it's planted there. It's fortified, and its root system is deep. It is strong and it's stable. And the scripture says the man, the woman of God, will be planted, rooted. So that when the winds blow, we don't blow over. As a matter of fact, the roots grow deeper when the winds are the strongest. We are planted, strong and stable and beautiful. We are productive. Notice it says that it yields fruit in its season. This is the fruit, the luscious fruit of the Spirit, in my view. Galatians 5, 22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit is love, and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness, self-control, faithfulness. This is what the Word of God produces in us, fruitfulness. Not only planted and productive, but permanent, evergreen. Its leaf does not wither. Yields its fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither. Even in the most difficult of days, we grow strong and tall and resolute and resilient. Why? Because we're not listening to all that jive in the world. We're not hanging out with sinful culture. We're not hanging out in bars and the party crowd and letting the downward spiral of our lives take effect. No, we are onward and upward in the Word of God, and therefore our lives are permanently blessed. We are prosperous. Everything that we do, he says, and all that he does, he prospers, which means to be blessed, to be successful, to be favored by God. This means that God will prosper your family life. God will prosper your business life, and God will prosper your personal life. That's a promise. You can rise above the negative influence of this world and be blessed. There's one last thing before we close this message down. Verses 4 through 6 is a contrast to all that we've just learned. The wicked are not so. Not blessed. Not successful. Not winning. But are like the chaff that the wind drives away, like the outer kernel of the plant. That's just like chaff. It's just like the wind just blows it away. Rather than a tree strong and vital, flourishing, the unrighteous are not flourishing, they are perishing. They will not stand in judgment, verse 5, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous, separated in eternity. This is a fast track to hell. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Two directions, two destinations, two destinies. And those who do not know Christ as Savior, like the man Jesus said who built his house upon sand, and when the winds blew and the storms rolled in, everything was blown away. But the man who built his house on the rock, the truth of God and his word, his wisdom, his house, his life stands. Life without a foundation is life without a future. Build your life upon Jesus. Do you know Jesus? Or are you just dust in the wind?
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and the message, The Power of Love. It's easy to say you want to choose wisdom over foolishness. But with all the decisions coming at you every day and all the opinions, how do you make wise choices consistently? Dr. Jack Graham wants to show you how by sending you his book, Choices, as his way of saying thank you for your financial gift to PowerPoint today. Discover the 10 non-negotiable choices that will help equip you with godly wisdom for every decision in life. We'll send you a copy of this practical resource as a thank you for your donation to keep biblical truth like today's message encouraging you and others around the world. So call now to request your copy of Choices when you give. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
Well, I'm loving beginning these messages on Psalms, and they cover such a wide range of emotion and experience of the human situation, our lives. You see the psalmist at times angry. You find him at other times in praise. You find the psalmist sometimes peaceful, at other times in a panic. You see his glory, the glory of God. You see the grace of God in people's lives. The Psalms are so often where we turn when we find ourselves in dark valleys or shadows or difficulties, and also times in just sheer praise and adulation and adoration of God. I love the Psalms. And in Psalm 1, one of my favorite Psalms, we discover how to live a blessed life, a life that is favored by God. And the way we do that is by rejoicing, receiving, and reflecting upon God's Word. As we meditate upon the Word of God, God will plant us and develop us and grow us so that we will be fruitful Christians, bearing fruit to the glory of God. I really want to invite you to connect with us, especially your prayer request. You can do that by joining the ongoing conversation on Twitter. My personal Twitter is Jack N. Graham, or you can join us on Facebook. We also have folks that are standing by right now ready to receive your call if you have a prayer request, if you have a spiritual need. If there's some way we can interface with you and connect with you, we want to do that right now. Visit our website, jackgraham.org. There you can know about our resources. You can also watch streaming content of the messages day or night. We want to bless you. We want to encourage you. We want to strengthen you in your Christian walk. Thank you for joining us today on PowerPoint. And remember, your life will be blessed as you build your life upon the truth of God's Word.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Graham's book, Choices, as our thank you. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. Or text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. And remember, PowerPoint is a member of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. On the next PowerPoint, Dr. Graham brings a message about how to build your life on the timeless truths of God. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.